Most parents can plan on their new baby arriving in about 9 months, but it may take longer than that to find childcare. The lack of available infant care in Maine leaves many parents scrambling to piece together a patchwork of solutions until they can secure a slot. And even when they do, many experience sticker shock because the average cost is higher than annual tuition at the University of Maine. In our Deep Dive series, Patty White reports on the challenge of finding infant care.
It's late spring, 6 weeks before Sophia Cunningham of Wyndham is due with her first baby. She and her longtime boyfriend are nearly ready. She draws back a curtain to show her baby's room is painted.
Since we're having a boy, we decided to paint it blue.
The crib is set up.
It's actually the only brand new thing that we have for the baby. Everything else that we have accumulated is pretty much hand-me-downs.
Cunningham, who's originally from Russia, even has things she doesn't know she needs yet, like a soft mat she was given like with a small thing. Mirror on one end.
What is this? Like, honest to God.
But there's one necessity Cunningham still doesn't have, childcare. She says she's been calling around for months and hasn't found a single open slot.
I called altogether 11 places, so 4 we are on waiting lists. 6 did not call me back, and 1 I called yesterday.
Cunningham plans to take 12 weeks off from her work as a pastry chef after her baby is born. That means she needs childcare this fall, but the earliest she's been told a slot will be available is January of next year. Another place told her they wouldn't have an opening for more than a year. Cunningham says she had no idea it would be this hard to find infant care. She thought she'd be able to shop around and choose a provider. Now, she feels like she'll be lucky to get any slot.
I'm just starting to panic.
We must get 1 to 3 phone calls a day, mostly looking for infant toddler care.
Lori Moses is executive director of Catherine Morrill Day Nursery in Portland, which currently has a waitlist of more than 4 dozen families vying for just 8 infant slots.
There are tears, there's panic, and people think they're being really proactive, and they say, I just found out I was pregnant, and I'm looking for childcare now. And it's like, well, you know, if you had applied beforehand, you know, that might work.
Meaning would-be parents should get on waitlists before they've even conceived. With such demand for infant care, you might wonder why Moses or other child care providers don't expand their programs.
It's expensive. It's expensive to offer.
Moses says she actually loses money on infant care. She has to balance the cost with what parents can actually afford to pay. So she charges $323 a week. But the true cost, she says, is closer to $450.
Oh, dear.
It's more expensive because babies require more intense care. In the infant room at Catherine Morrill, Matthew Littlefarmer is one of 2 teachers who takes care of 8 babies. That's the ratio required by the state. Whereas in the preschool room, says Littlefarmer,
you can have like 15 to 18 tuitions supporting 2 teachers.
The tuition from those older children helps to defray the cost of infant care. This is how providers can even offer infant care, says Tara Williams of the Maine Association for the Education of Young Children. And using pre-K tuitions to balance budgets, she says, doesn't work for many providers.
If their budgets are tight, the first thing they're going to do, most likely, is lower the number of infants they're serving or not have any infants in their program at all.
Williams says there's no good data to know the extent of the deficit of infant care in Maine, but the state has seen 600 child care programs close over the past decade. Meanwhile, more families have 2 working parents. And just as child care programs struggle with the expense of providing infant care, Williams says parents also struggle to pay for it.
The average cost of infant care, if you're going to a child care center, is currently more than a UMaine tuition for a year. So infant care, it shifts from year to year, but around $10,000 a year.
Williams says it's unsustainable for parents to shoulder this cost. It's an expense that Sophia Cunningham and her boyfriend are bracing for.
So basically, 1 of our incomes, which is mine, is going to be totally dedicated to childcare.
Cunningham says she needs to keep her job for benefits, including health insurance. But she also wants to keep her job because she likes her work as a pastry chef. She's decided that the benefits of paying for childcare outweigh the drawbacks. Now she just needs to find it.
I don't like leaving things to chance. Like, I need to have a game plan, especially when it comes to childcare. You know, when you're on your own, you can let something slide, but this is another human being that you're responsible for. I can't have it in limbo.
With no family close by to fall back on, Cunningham and her boyfriend are trying to come up with a backup plan. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.